Good afternoon, everybody. It's Michelle in Utah, and today is a very special day in Utah. It's a state holiday known as Pioneer Day. Actually, Pioneer Day is July 24th, and it's the day that Brigham Young and the first group of Mormon pioneers arrived in the Salt Lake Valley back in 1847. It's a very big deal here because Utah is obviously a very Mormon state. So a lot of things kind of go on today. A lot of businesses are closed. I think we still get mail because that's a holiday. But, you know, the DMV is closed, libraries are closed, you know, banks are closed. I had an appointment this morning to take my car in to get serviced, and I had an appointment at the dealership. And the dealership has this very nice feature that you can make an appointment online. So I initially had scheduled this appointment for 10 o'clock this morning, but I decided that I really just wanted to get it over with, so I rescheduled the appointment online for 9:30 in the morning. So I arrived at the car dealership at 9:30 this morning, only to discover that the maintenance, you know, mechanic people weren't actually showing up until 10 a.m. this morning because of Pioneer Day. So it's difficult to ascertain what's open when. I mean, the grocery stores may or may not be open. I don't really know. I mean, I don't really need to go anywhere today. You know, I have books from the library. I knew that the library was closing. It's just kind of difficult to figure out what's open when, exactly what may or may not be affected. For example, Ed's boss had told Ed that, you know, if he wanted to go into work on Monday, because obviously Ed had to go into work today, and that he might want to leave a little bit early because the Pioneer Day Parade had a staging area that was right outside their office building. So Ed actually took public transportation into work this morning and got into work and discovered that it was not a problem. There was no staging area right outside their offices, and you know, one of the big concerns was that, you know, traffic would be an issue and parking and driving around, and apparently was not an issue at all. So, it's, you know, there's a lot of celebrations going on. There are parades. I guess there's also a big parade in Salt Lake today. I don't really know. I don't really care, which sounds terrible, but it's not my religion, so I don't feel especially bonded to it. I'm marginally interested in seeing a parade, and last year I remember saying, hey, you know, maybe next year we could go see the parade, but you know, it didn't really quite work. You'd think that with Pioneer Day being on a Sunday this year, it would be a really good day for celebration, but I guess any reason to close down offices and give people a day off. The other big thing, of course, is fireworks. I've become convinced that the more likely it is that a state has legalized fireworks, the more likely it is that the state is a conservative state. Utah's pretty damn conservative, which is one of the very few things that I don't really like about the state. But it's really easy to get fireworks. I mean, the fireworks are available for sale in nearly any grocery store. So these really big tents that show up a couple days before the 4th of July, actually. So there are these tents that show up in various parking lots. You can go buy fireworks, pretty much any fireworks you want, so far as I know. I don't know anything about fireworks. I mean, I don't know if there's a limit to how much they'll sell you, but these things open up right before the 4th of July, and people have their own fireworks displays on the 4th of July, and then these fireworks selling places just stay open until, I don't know if they're open today or if they close tomorrow. I really, you know, I don't know. So, you know, it's an okay day. It's kind of hard to get anything done if you don't really know what's going to be closed or how it's going to affect you. But that's what's going on today. It's a holiday weekend here, I guess. My doctor's office was closed. I had gotten a phone call from my doctor at 5 o'clock on Friday saying to call back so I could get some test results. course, the doctor's office closes at 5 p.m., and I didn't know that they would be closed today. So I spent the past couple days, you know, kind of wondering what's going on there. It's a little frustrating, but not really that big of a deal. I hope you all have a good week. Bye.